Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, warmer temperatures are here, and sounds like it'll get warmer as the week goes along.
I know, and then all that snow will disappear is what I'm hoping. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, my eyes are crossed.
Yep, I like spring. It's good time of year.
Yep, I do too. I mean, fall is still probably my favorite, but you know, I'll take them all.
Yep. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, okay, this week, in fact, tonight, which is Tuesday, we have an adult program at 6:30 p.m. that people had to be registered for and everything. And then, in fact, it's so popular, it's called a spring tin decor item. And so popular that I'm offering a second class, which will be next Tuesday, the 22nd, at 6:30 p.m. too. So we still have a couple of openings if anybody is interested in making a spring tin decor item. Just give us a call at, 289-1681, and then you can register for that. But like I said, the first class is tonight. I think I filled, that class filled in like 20 minutes, Paul.
Wow.
And so, yes, lucky, I don't know if it's super lucky, but I'm teaching the class, so I'm able to extend it and offer a second class. And I can do that once in a while with some things if I can get enough supplies and materials. So I'm super excited that we can offer something else like that. Mm-hmm. And then also tomorrow is a take and make for children and families. So if you're interested, we've got this really cool take and make for kids and their families. Stop on down or give us a call and make sure to pick one of these things up because, of course, we only make so many of them. And then tomorrow also on March 16th, Steve Starrood is supposed to be here, but he is unable to make it. So if you planned on coming, please just put that off. He will be here on the 30th instead. So instead of the 16th, Steve Starrood is going to be here on the 30th, and this is for any help with tech, ESL, you know, adult basic ed, anything that you need some help with, usually he can help you out. A lot of people come in for help with tech. My iPad's not working. You know, I need to set up an email. I need to do a bunch of things. And he's so patient and good about all of that. So it's really wonderful. But keep in mind, he won't be here this Wednesday. He'll be here on the 30th. And then, like I said, we extended. And we're going to have a second class next week on the 22nd. Also, we have our book club meeting on the 28th. We're reading What Rose Forgot by Nevada Barr. And so if you're interested in joining us, we do have some extra copies of that book available. And, of course, our Lego Club is at the end of the month. That's a super fun event that we have here. And so, like, every Wednesday we have something going on for kids. And so keep that in mind. You just want to pop in at 3:30 and join us for whatever children's activities we have. We're always excited to see new and exciting people, mm-hmm. as well as our favorites as well.
Yep. Yeah. You have a lot of activities at the library.
Yeah. Well,
every month is something different, too.
Yeah, we're always looking for something new and exciting to do, you know. So if you've got a suggestion, we're always game for some to try something new as well. So keep that in mind. We love suggestions.
Okay. Well, should we move into what are people reading then?
Sure. So we're approaching April, and so already so many new books are kind of starting to appear on the horizon. And so we've got new in fiction, One Italian Summer by Rebecca Searle. It's during a summer trip in Italy, Katie's late mother reappears as a 30-year-old woman. Boy, I'm not sure I want to go back to being 30 again, but, you never know.
Yep.
Anyway, and then also new, The Atlas Six by Olivia Blake. Atlas Blakely recruits six candidates to fight for five spots in a secret society of magical academics. Interesting. The Club by Ellery Lloyd is off the English coast. The body count rises at a celebrity members club. And then The Love of My Life by Rosie Walsh. When a marine biologist suffers a serious illness, she must tell her husband about the other love of her life. And then also new in nonfiction is Comedy, 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 Drama by Bob Odenkirk. The actor and writer known for his work in sketch comedy and dramatic roles charts his path. The Beauty of Dusk by Frank Bruni is a New York Times columnist describes his medical journey as shifting priorities after a rare stroke affected his vision. And then The Invisible Kingdom by Megan O'Rourke. It's the examination and rise of chronic illnesses and autoimmune diseases. Yeah, I'm always hearing about someone that has a chronic illness or an autoimmune disease. It should be an interesting book. Mm-hmm. Black Ops by Rick Prado is the Cuban refugee and retired CIA officer. Depicts his career fighting what he describes as shadow wars for the United States. So lots of new things. If you've got a favorite author or someone that you like to regularly read, just give us a call or stop in, because I'm sure they've got something new coming out. If not now, it will be soon.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Hey, we got a few minutes here. You know, I always say this, a library is more than books. And what other services do you offer there?
Oh, well, you know, we have tons of programming, obviously, you know, and then we have computers for people to use and print out a variety of items. We have air printing. In fact, we have people popping in all the time. I have a document on my phone. Can I print it out at the library? Of course you can. And so we help a lot of people with that. We've got newspapers, magazines, DVDs, books on CD, not to forget about digital content where it's downloadable to your portable devices. You know, we just have a little bit of everything. Plus, we have all sorts of different things that people can check out. We've got hotspots you can check out. We've got laptops that you can check out and take home. We've got learning kits or everything in a box for preschool-age children, even lower elementary children. So let's say grandchildren are visiting. You want something new and exciting for them to do. Pop on in. Take home a Disney kit. There's tons of costumes and toys and all sorts of things in there. So there's a little bit of everything here. And that's just touching the top of the iceberg, Paul.
Yep. Just the top.
Yeah, just the top of it.
Okay.
Plus, you, of course, get all sorts of services from us as well, you know, that we can help you with lots of different things.
All right. Mm-hmm. Real good. You're a one-stop shop.
We try.
So where are you located? And if people have questions, how can they get a hold of you, Cindy?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and then you can call us at 320-289-1681. You can, of course, check out our Facebook account, our website, check out the digital content, all sorts of lovely things that we have available online as well. But we love to see you in person, so stop on down.
Okay. All right. Real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds perfect. Have a great week, Paul.
Yeah, you too, Cindy. Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.